Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for watching, talking about the subject of rejection. Yeah, the big, stingy, horrible subject of rejection. It's not a rejection of your value as a person, of what you're bringing to the situation. It's just a difference in perspectives. So where you are, what you're bringing in that moment, what you're wanting to happen, that connection, that intimacy, whatever it is, the other person isn't there, the other person's in a different headspace. It might take some building up towards that to be able to have that connection. The thing that we normally do is we'll take it personally. And when you take it personally, it's like a validation that you're not good enough, or that you're not attractive enough, or it's like you believe that about yourself. You have the opportunity to either be a victim or to be a creator in that moment. And it all comes down to mindset. How you think about yourself, what you think about yourself, what you think about your ability to create the kind of relationships and intimacy and connection in your future that you want to have. Do you believe that you can have those things, or do you believe that everything is tied to the other person? Everything is tied to this relationship. Sometimes we can say divorce is not an option. The problem with saying divorce is not an option is that you're stuck. You obviously don't have any options. And so then everything is tied to what happens in this interaction with the other person. You can't relax about it. And so it just ends up being this big pressure on the other person that they struggle to get out from. Every time, even if it's just a hug, it can feel like there's something being engineered into some deeper kind of connection, especially if you're talking about it a lot, especially if it comes up. You can't negotiate intimacy and connection. It's something that happens naturally, and it starts from a relaxed place. What do you do when you've just experienced rejection? Don't give somebody else the ability to create the feelings you have about yourself. You are totally in control at all times of how you feel about yourself. You get to decide what that is. You get to choose. You get to decide whether you're going to take somebody else's choice not to join you in that moment and turn it into something more, something that means something negative about you, like you're not attractive or you're not creating the kind of feelings in her that you should do. Or you get to take that and say, this is just where she is. This is just a moment in time. And in this moment, the connection's not going to happen. And you can move forward from there very easily. It all comes down to this victim or creator mindset. Can I see that I'm able to create many, many more of these opportunities for connection and intimacy, whether with her or with any other people in my future? Or am I stuck in this place of, she's the one who's in control of my life? She's the one in control of my future, because she notices and feels that, and it's not attractive. She can't be attracted to that reaction, that taking things personally, that victim mode. It's a fearful place, and there's no way that you can get her to join you in a fearful place. It's creating fear in her body, so why would she? Rejection is also sometimes a subconscious test to see, are you confident? Are you consistent? Are you knowing of your own value in that moment and able to bring that to any situation without it falling over, without it wavering? Are you in control of it? Do you know what that is for you? Do you know who you are? Are you confident? So what we're really talking about is security. Are you secure in yourself? Do you believe that you have the freedom in your life to create lots of intimate, connected, fun, special moments between you and other people? Do you believe that fundamentally? And that's what it's a test to feel. If she feels that you do believe that, then she can relax and trust it. But if she feels that you're not convinced of that, and that you need her to approve who you are and what you have to offer, then it's not reliable. She's not going to trust it. She's not going to relax into it. Don't let other people be in control of how you feel about yourself. You're in control of that. This is what we take guys through. This is, we get them to the point of being super consistent, unshakable in knowing their self-worth and their self-esteem. Can't get knocked down by other people anymore. And so they're able to bring that into every interaction. And that feels great. Other people love to be around people like that, where they just have that consistent, trustable energy, that consistent, trustable invite into something connected, something intimate, something fun. We'd love to help you get there.